honestly, yeah, just being persistent with the sport, because that's what the sport is too. When you're wrestling and you're on the ground and you're trying to get up or you're trying to turn around, turn away, you have to be persistent and try to find ways to find what you want to do. And sometimes you can't turn right away, but you have to check their leg and move their legs out of the way and then go that way. Go like, instead of counterclockwise, you got to turn clockwise. But with persistent, you definitely get out of anything. So I think being persistent and having a supportive team is one thing that is really important when it comes to sports like wrestling, where there's like, where people sometimes, it comes with a lot of like struggle, a lot of like sometimes people push back, but persistence is definitely everything. That's how I was able to get through the whole sport.
Hey everyone, welcome to Connect the Dots. I'm Jeremiah Garcia, your host from Guide Dogs of Hawaii. This is a safe space for blind and visually impaired individuals to come together, share experiences, and learn from each other. Today, we have a guest speaker who did wrestling in high school despite being fully blind and has the experience of proving himself to his sighted peers. He'll be sharing what he learned and the different kinds of training he had to do, how he was able to accomplish it, and what motivated him to get active. What made you decide to start wrestling?
So, yeah, I just started to start wrestling when I was in, I think at first I had the idea when I was in seventh grade. So I entered middle school and they had a wrestling team there. And I met the coaches and the PE coaches who were in charge of the wrestling team. And I was like really excited because I used to play WWE on the Xbox system beforehand and wrestle with my dad and siblings. And that's when I was interested, but I didn't join because the secretary at my school was like telling my parents, like, no, like, he's blind, he can't wrestle, that's a dangerous sport. So my parents were kind of like, no, you can't wrestle, it's like, don't do it. So then I was 12, so I had to listen to what they told me. I was like, okay, you know what, like, makes sense, fine, I might just do it in high school if they let me, because I'll be older by then. So that's like where I first got the interest of wrestling and where I really had the passion to wrestle. But since I wasn't able to, I put it off until my sophomore year when I tried out.
Okay, so how long did you end up wrestling? Like, when did you start? How long did you do it?
So I started my sophomore year. I started doing the conditioning area time. Like, my friend Oswald was like, yo, let's go to wrestling. I was like, yo, let's go. Like, I'm down. And since there were no requirements, I just decided to go to conditioning. That went from, we did it from mid-October. I think I finished that, like, I think I did it till like from October till like mid-November. Then I stopped because my grades were a little bit low. So I stopped that like my sophomore year. But then my junior and senior, I went both years through. So that was from October, November, summer, January. We did it 4 months. Yeah, like 4.5 months each year. So because we had to do conditioning. So it was a total of like, I guess, 11 months with the 2 months I had during my sophomore year.
Could you go into a little bit of detail about the conditioning you had to do?
Yeah, so before the season started, like 2 months before, the coach would have us do conditioning. And for conditioning, we had to get ready, like good stamina. So he'd have us run from our school gym all the way down half a mile into the neighborhood. And then he'd have us come back. And we would call that exercise pulling back because we had to go touch a pole at the bottom of a hiking trail and come back and run back to the gym. And we'd do that about like 2 times, and then we had to do like 10, like 50, I think the first season, like the first couple of weeks, we had to do 30 push-ups in between, so like push-ups, sit-ups, and jumping jacks. And then we would do like another sprint pulling back, and then we had to do a couple of squats. So it was mainly to getting into stamina and building up our strength by doing a lot of calisthenic body workouts. And we do like crunches and team we do like kind of like relays almost. Yeah, we'd do like a relay with like batons, and we'd on the track, and we'd like have to run and then hand the baton to someone. And then while they're running on the track, we'd have to be doing our push-ups or squats or sit-ups, depending what lap we were on, because each lap had their own exercise designated to it. And that was pretty much what we did for conditioning, because we weren't allowed to wrestle, because one of the state laws is that the students can't wrestle until the season officially starts. So in order for us to get our stamina, we just do a lot of like running and calisthenics to get our stamina up.
Were there any requirements for you to start getting that training beforehand, or could anyone do it if they wanted to?
Anyone could do it if they wanted to. They just had to, for conditioning, you just have to show up and say that you want to try out for the team. And honestly, there was no cuts. Like, there was like, I was like the skinniest kid in the team. I was like about 90 pounds in my sophomore year. And then I think we ranged from 90 pounds all the way to, we had a couple of the football players that came in who weighed about 230 pounds. So they're like really big guys, and they were a heck of fun too. They were cool to hang out with. And yeah, so like I didn't have any experience when I first joined, and there was a lot of kids that joined as like freshmen, juniors, seniors who also didn't have experience, and they weren't really physically active. But yeah, for conditioning, there was no prior experience needed. It was just, you wanted to go out there, have fun, learn to wrestle and do the conditioning, and yeah, they let you do it.
Did you do any kind of sport or exercising before you started doing this conditioning, or were you also just, that was your first experience?
So before I did wrestling, I ran track in middle school. Since my parents since I wasn't able to wrestle in middle school, I picked up the track team because I wanted to be physically active. So I ran track throughout 7th and 8th grade. And then in high school, I had a PE my freshman year. So I guess that's also what kept me physically active. And then my sophomore year, I would just kind of do like workouts at home, and I did a marching band. So it involved a lot of walking because I was in like the front ensemble, like in the pit, like with the marimbas and the drums. So I wouldn't march myself, but I would still make sure to get my workouts in. And with the band, we do like parades sometimes. So I definitely got some exercise in there. And yeah, so I try to keep myself physically active so I wouldn't like mess up my stamina or my strength, because I wanted to keep them up.
Okay, so you had the stamina, you had the strength to start wrestling, but then you needed to learn, I guess, how to wrestle or get better at it. So did you have any kind of assistance when you started wrestling?
Yeah, so I had to learn how to, the proper stances. So my best friend Osvaldo, he's also visually impaired, and he's the one that got me into wrestling, like into the high school wrestling. And he taught me the stances, like how we're supposed to stand when we're getting ready to wrestle. And since we're blind as visually impaired, I had to learn extra techniques as well. So like having our left hand was like facing palm up, and then our right hand would be palm down, and our opponent across from us had the same thing. So their left hand would be their palm, like their palm would be up, and then their left hand would be under our, we'd pretty much be like high-fiving. So they're like, his left hand is under my right hand, and then my left hand is under his right hand. So palms are touching in that sense. And yeah, I had to learn how to like shoot. So like get on one knee and go for the leg, like wrap my hands like around their knees or their thighs, bring them in for a double leg. I had to learn the rules of like, you can't do headlocks, and pretty much learn how to like fall and not land on your back. So like when you get taken down, you have to land on your stomach or your side. And then learn about proper, what do they call it? Kind of like mat etiquette and mat rules, like where you're supposed to stand, where you can't be on the mat, like how you can't be outside of the circle. And yeah, you can't be like throwing punches or kicks. Like it's not like the WWE or MMA where you can do all that. So I had to learn that kind of stuff. And that was about it. Like it seemed pretty easy and self-explanatory.
So would you say your friend helped you out a lot on the blind, visually impaired side, or was your coach also pretty friendly about that?
Our coach was too. So I think my friend was a pioneer. So my friend Osvaldo, he started wrestling as a freshman. And he's the one that kind of was the one that experienced it first from my friend group. But our coach had another student before us. There was a student named Jesua who was, I think he was there like 4 years before I was there. So my coach definitely had learned how to adapt it to blind people. He learned the blind etiquette, and he's the one that taught my friend Osvaldo like the hand contact thing. And then, so yeah, my coach is really friendly with it too. And sometimes he'd remind me, he'd be like, hey, like, they call me Flacco, they call me skinny. He's like, Flacco, like your hands, like put them up, or move your feet this way, or like Flacco, like fix your stance. And he would also like kind of have like, he would guide my feet to the proper parts of the mat, or he would also have like, a random one of my wrestling teammates stand next to me. He'd be like, here, like feel his stance, and then I would just feel their stance. and they would show me like, all right, your hands are like this. They're kind of like at a 90 degree angle, like toward the wrong side. Your palms are not facing the right way right now. So like they would have me, yeah, they really adapted it. They were really good at explaining how your hands should be and the rotations and which way they're facing. So I think the whole team pretty much adapted to it, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. So when you were starting wrestling, was there any expenses that had to be paid for in order for you to compete?
Yeah, so so it wasn't like really expensive. The main parts that the requirement expenses were, I mean, required expenses. It was our wrestling shoes. So my dad had to buy me those, which I think we got him at Big Five for like $30-$35. And then a headgear. So a headgear was like, it's what we wear so that we don't get cauliflower ear. We don't get any like ear infections so that our ear doesn't like scrape against the mat. And I think that was like about $15-$20. So in total, oh, and then we had the singlet too. We had to get our singlet to wrestle in tournaments. And it had our school logo, like the, so Santa Teresa's logo was a fleur-de-lis. Like, the fleur-de-lis flower. And they were like blue and orange, I think. And I think the school, the wrestling team sold them for, I think it was like about, like, yeah, like $20 as well. So I think I spent in total of like about $75 in total wrestling gear. And those are the main expenses we had to cover. And my dad bought all of that for me. And then we had optional gear like sweats and quarter zip that represented the team. But those were just optional in case we wanted to get them. So I didn't get those because I was like, it's cool. Like I just want to get the required stuff and yeah. Save money.
Under 100 is pretty manageable.
Mm-hmm.
So could you tell me about, I guess, an average day that in training, not conditioning, but like the actual wrestling training?
Okay, yeah, so the average for me is I wake up at like 6 a.m. to get ready for the bus and stuff. I go to school from like 8 to 2. Just, yeah, like, so Mondays we get out early. We get out 1:40, and mainly the average day is after school. No matter what time we get out after school, we'd go straight to the mat room. I'd switch out of my school clothes, and I put on, I normally had my shorts and my shirt underneath, how I could just like take my school clothes off and just get ready to run, because we had to just like, yeah, we would just like put our shoes on and then start, we'd do pole and back, so we'd run all the way to the pole and then we'd come back to the mat room, and then we'd start to do our, we call it drilling, so it's like where we pretend to do like our double leg shoes, so we do the whole motions but we don't actually wrestle with the partner, we just partner up, and then I'll like step with my left leg forward and like do a double leg shot on one of my friends, and I wouldn't knock them down. I would just like do it, and we take turns each doing shots, and then we do a couple of push-up sit-ups. We do like our, we call it 10-10-10, so it's 10 push-ups, 10 sit-ups, 10 jumping jacks, and then we would do, we just drill like a couple more moves that we like that we learned in the past. So like pinning, we'd work on, like it was freestyle, pretty so freestyle drilling, and we did that for like about 30 minutes. And then after that, the coach would get up and he'd come to the mat. He'd teach us like new moves. So he'd teach us new, like a new type of pin. And then we would get into partners again. We'd practice that pin for like 10 minutes. So we'd go back and forth. And then we'd literally drill us for like about an hour, like new moves. And then the last, like, was it the last 45 minutes? We would take 30 minutes to do, we call it live. So live would be when we got into groups of people with our similar weight classes, and then we start to wrestle like in a group. So we'd have like two people wrestling in the circle. We'd have like three people around the circle just watching, and we would wrestle like if we were in a tournament. So we'd wrestle, and then we'd wrestle with everyone in the group, and then we switch out. And I think by then it was like 5 p.m. So yeah, we'd finished wrestling with like, we call it, we finished doing live. And then we would just start to do like sprints inside the mat room to just warm down. We'd do like a couple sets of like 10-10-10. And then it would set us down. We'd have a quick meeting about based on like what we're learning, what we're going to learn next, talk about the tournaments that are coming up. And then once he dismisses us, we start to weigh ourselves in, because he needs to record our weights to keep us in, to make sure that we're still within our weight class. And also to make adjustments in case some of us need to drop down or gain up for the tournament. So yeah, we'd weigh in again. I mean, not again, we just weigh in like to leave practice. And then we just put our clothes on and then like switch out of clothes and then go home from there. And then at home, I'll just do homework. And sometimes I'd train if I still didn't get like some of the stuff correctly or if I wanted to get extra training. But for the most part, I was pretty exhausted. So I just go home, like eat, do homework, and then I just repeat the same thing.
Was there anything you really liked about the training? Anything in particular?
I guess I just loved like getting the feeling of like exhaustion and like also like the feeling of like being like proud of like getting a certain move done. And also, I guess I always loved being physical. So like being physical is like one thing I loved, and especially like pinning people that I wasn't able to pin in the past. Like when I first started, a lot of people were like hard to pin in the beginning. But as I began to get like more strength, I think that's one of my themes of like achieving my goals and like being able to like pin people and pick the people that were like bigger than me. And I was like, oh, like sick, this is pretty badass. Like I'm able to do more things now. So definitely that's one thing I really loved about the sport, that you see yourself grow as a wrestler. And I saw myself getting like more disciplined, being more calm and controlled in the mat, like being more collected. Because I think in the beginning I was kind of like sloppy. I just wanted to go all in. And I learned how to keep myself like composed within the matches and how to keep a clear head and analyze what's going on in the match, so that I wouldn't mess up and I wouldn't get pinned.
So I know in middle school they stopped you due to safety concerns. So when you're mm-hmm. starting to practice and you're doing all this stuff, did that ever come back up in high school or no?
No, never. I think the only time it kind of came up was one time when I got a nosebleed, because I was wrestling with someone and like I shot too fast and like my knee hit my nose because I was looking down because I was kind of tired, and I had like a small nosebleed. But I didn't tell my parents until like a couple weeks later. But they were like, I mean, you're big enough now, like, you know, they're like, as long as you don't break any arms or anything, then you're okay. And like it never really came up, because I was always wrestling with people like around my weight class, and also always making sure that I wasn't gonna hurt myself or hurt anyone else. And our coach had really strict rules on things we could and can't do within the wrestling, within the wrestling season. And I think that never really came up. Only once when, like, after my nosebleed, and one time when one of my elbows got popped in practice. But I mean, they saw me like recover from my injuries, so then they were like, oh, I mean, you know, like, you're old enough, like, you know what you're getting into, like, as long as you don't get like any concussion and stuff, then we're chilling. And yeah, so, you know, there was like a few like bruises and stuff here and there.
But
I mean, it was good, it was fun.
Was there any type of equipment specifically to help blind people, or did you just have the same kind of stuff everyone else had?
So there wasn't really like specific gear or equipment, but I think one of the things that I would do is I would hold on to people's like arms whenever we ran pulling back, and then sometimes we'd have to jump over the line, like over the like lines on the floor, to like practice our balance and our different like side jumps and front and back jumps to avoid getting taken down. And for that, the coach would adapt it by putting a chair next to my right side or my left side, so I could like put my hand, like my fingertips, on the chair, and then I would just jump back and forth. So the back of the chair would be like right on the line, so like I knew where the line was. And then I would just jump back and forth, and that's how they adapted it. So that's kind of like the only adaptation that they ever did with me. And in terms of matches, they like most of the mats are accessible because they have the lines, you're able to feel them. And just kind of like paint on the mat, like a little bit. It's like a thicker, like a thick bold line, about like two fingers wide. My bad. And so that never needed to be adapted. Sometimes my coach would just have to like fix my posture and just tell me like, oh, you're wearing the blue band today, you're wearing the red band, just to let me know in case the referee was like, blue, go this way. Or like, whenever he gave commands, they call you by your color, so I just have them tell me what color my band was. And that was about all the adaptations I had to do, because everything else was it was already like accessible and adaptable.
Did you notice any specific benefits from wrestling after you started?
So I think specific benefits definitely gave me more like self-confidence in myself, and it gave me like, so I felt more confident. I felt like I learned part of like some self-defense in a sense, because they taught me like how to put people like in headlocks, how to sprawl, how to definitely how to like get, it gives you more strength to like push people away from you in case you need to, as well as being like staying healthy. I always stay healthy. Like I felt like I was always like healthy because health is the one thing like I really like to take a look at and see how I'm doing. And definitely physically active and stamina was always good. I feel like especially for like people who are vision impaired, since like we can't really drive, we have to like walk a lot and take public transportation. Definitely, that also kind of helped me with my orientation and mobility skills, because I'd be able to walk for like way further distance and do like, I was able to do like more extreme hiking without getting tired as easily. So I think it definitely had a lot of benefits to me and to my teammates.
Do you feel it like it helped your social life at all?
I think so, in a sense. I was able to make friends with them, because normally in high school I just had friends that were VIs. Like all my VI friends were the people I hung out with, which we had like a pretty big group, but not all of them were doing wrestling. So only my friend as well, then I joined. And I think sometimes it was hard for us to like communicate with like sighted people, because they would kind of see us like, oh, I need to take care of this like visually impaired kid, or like, oh, I hope he doesn't hurt himself. So I think them seeing us in the wrestling mat, like kicking ass with everyone else and just being like everyone, they were definitely more like, I was like accepting, but also like more comfortable like talking to us. So we were able to hang out with them at lunchtime sometimes, and we were able to like talk to them. Like they talked to us like we all had like normal conversations, no like really awkwardness. And I think that definitely helped us out, because we kind of got like more recognition throughout the school, and people would see that, and they would kind of be, I guess, less intimidated to talk to us, because I know a few of them were intimidated because they didn't know what to talk to us about, or they didn't really know, I guess, what lifestyles we lived. So once they found out we were like in the wrestling team, they were like, oh, like shit, they do wrestling, like, bro, this is cool, like, let me go talk to them. And then they just come and ask us, so they'd be like, hey, good luck on the tournament, or they just ask us like questions about wrestling, if they, and like when they wanted to wrestle, they'd be like, hey, you did wrestling, right? We'd be like, yeah. They'd be like, oh, so like, how was it, like, what you doing? I'd be like, oh, I'll take you, like, let's go, we'll go talk to the coach, and I'll just like show you what we do. And I would get them introduced to the sport, and that's one thing that I feel like it helped us in my high school social life. And I guess it taught me that it's like, it's pretty easy to talk to people, and like, it's I guess because at first I thought it was also like intimidating to talk to like strangers, but honestly, yeah, it gave me a lot of good confidence.
Out of everything you had to pick from in your wrestling experience, what would you say is the most challenging part?
I think the most challenging part from the wrestling experience is, I guess, sometimes convincing your teachers or like the people that help you around, because I know my teachers were the ones that were kind of like, oh, you're going to get hurt. My parents didn't care. My teachers were more like, yeah, but I didn't listen to them. And sometimes the diet, I guess, that you have to follow in wrestling, like maintaining your weight is one of the most challenging things that I saw. Like, not for me personally. I guess for me, like, I think it was because I had to gain weight, because my metabolism was like really fast. So there was a one day when I had to gain 6 pounds in 2 days, and I was like, oh shit, I hope I could. So I kind of had to like binge eat a lot. And my other teammates, they couldn't eat a lot of different things, because they had to make sure that they were like within their like 5 pound weight range. And I think that's one of the challenges. And I guess like speaking of like particularly to blind and visual impairedness would be, sometimes people underestimate you, or they'll be like, oh, like, bro, let's go easy on him because he can't see. And like they won't put in their full effort, so you have to advocate, be like, no, bro, just put in your whole effort, like, come on, like, let's go, like go seriously. And then, you know, it takes them a while, but I think after a few times that like we would beat them, we'd show them that, you know, we wrestled just like they did. That's where they really got their deal. Like, oh, like, yeah, they don't play around. Like, they're serious. And that's kind of it. Mainly, like, those are like the challenges I could think of that I had, was that people just sometimes would underestimate us, or they wouldn't want to go like full on like 100% with us, because they thought we were going to get hurt, or they thought they were going to be mean to us. And coach had to like, yeah, coach would give them talks. Like, listen, like, don't be afraid of them. Don't hold back. Like, they're just people like you and I. If you want to be like at their level, close your eyes. So he'd give them tips like that too. Like, there's times we would wrestle like with their eyes closed. Like, they would wrestle with their eyes closed, so they would be like at my level. And it was fun because they got to experience a whole new side of wrestling that they never experienced. So it also it helped them helped combat this challenge, the challenge of like them thinking that we were like a little bit weaker, or that we were like that they didn't want to be mean, so they didn't want to go 100%. So that was one of the solutions that the coach did that helped out.
If you had the opportunity to, and you didn't have to worry about finances, do you think wrestling is something you would keep doing?
Yeah, definitely. I think either like high school wrestling, or I'd probably continue to, I'd want to do like jiu-jitsu or something new. But definitely, I would want to keep expanding on my wrestling knowledge and learn new styles of wrestling, because I feel like it's a really good sport, I guess, because you use all your muscles, and it's like, I don't know. I was always like, I just love the fun that comes with wrestling, the thrill of the excitement when you're going to wrestle in a tournament.
What advice would you give to someone who's visually impaired or blind who is interested in wrestling?
I would tell them to give it a try, and, you know, like to definitely give it a try and advocate. And, you know, like if like they have people that are trying to like tell them like, no, don't do it. I would tell them to show their parents or the people that are doubting them, like show them about like other blind wrestler athletes that have done it in the past, and to, you know, just keep going even though it gets hard. Like there's things that are going to want to discourage you from the sport, but if you're really passionate and it's part of like, you know, your element, like what you really want to do, and it's a passion, you know, then to keep being persistent, because if the more persistent you are, the more likely you're able to get into the sport, because they say that persistence beats anything, right? So pretty much like just being persistent and just keep wanting to do it, eventually like your parents or people will just give in. They'll be like, you know what, fine. And if you can't wrestle at that location where you want to wrestle, you could always find different schools or different gyms where they'll accept you. And that was one of my things with jiu-jitsu. Like there's times where jiu-jitsu was like, oh, jiu-jitsu gyms are like, I don't know how I can help you, but you know, like it made me feel, I guess, complex, because I was like, oh, like, damn, that sucks. Like, I got to find a gym. But it also gives you more, kind of like, how can I say it? Like, it makes you want to find another gym. So, you're like, oh, okay, let me go look for this gym. So, it makes you, like, you definitely expand your resources, and you're able to learn new skills and new advocation skills, and you get to see what things went wrong. And honestly, yeah, just being persistent with the sport, because that's what the sport is, too. When you're wrestling and you're on the ground and you're trying to get up or you're trying to turn around, turn away, you have to be persistent and try to find ways to find what you want to do. And sometimes you can't turn right away, but you have to check their leg and move their legs out of the way and then go that way. Go like, instead of counterclockwise, you get to turn clockwise. But with persistence, you definitely get out of anything. So I think being persistent and having a supportive team is one thing that is really important when it comes to sports like wrestling, where there's like, where people sometimes, yeah, it comes with a lot of like struggle, a lot of like sometimes people push back, but persistence is definitely everything. That's how I was able to get through the whole sport.
As we draw to a close with this episode, I want to thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed your visit and found useful information. We welcome your feedback at feedback@guidedogsofhawaii.org. It would be great if you would visit us on our social media platforms, such as Instagram and Facebook. You can find us by simply searching for Guide Dogs of Hawaii.